Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice Morning Show. Have a great Friday.
Have a great Friday, you mother.
Thank you.
Maria. I looked her up this morning just to see if there were any updates, and there aren't.
Well, that's too bad. I mean, hopefully she'll come roaring back at some point, you know, with some great post on Facebook or something. Oh, Jesus. I just totally broke my microphone.
Oh, snap.
Oh, good.
You can screw that in very easily. Yeah.
You can do it.
You can do it. Maybe you should mute your mic, though.
It'll be fine. She's going to be fine.
Okay, just go ahead and do it here. It's fine.
But hey, listen, while she fixes her mic, so that rain that we've been talking about that was in the paper a week ago appears it's going to show up tonight.
Oh.
They say Bay Area, meaning we don't know exactly where, but somewhere in the vast Bay Area... I don't know what you want to call that.
Conglomeration
it's
of acreage.
A million microclimates. Someone in there is going to get some rain. So
that should be wonderful.
Are we fixed?
Yes. I screwed back in. Thank you. I was laughing. I was laughing, but you couldn't hear me.
No,
I
couldn't.
Screwing.
So that's actually, that's kind of cool. One of the things in the article, though, is we're headed for drought this year. So you should already start, if you can, to try and conserve water, whether that's turn it off while you're in the middle of the dishes or, you know, quicken that shower up a little.
Yep.
Whatever.
Brushing your teeth.
Yeah, well, you should always turn it. That's just silly to run the water when you're brushing your teeth.
Right. But anyway, that's where we're headed that way, it looks like, unfortunately. But there will be rain tonight. So,
maybe.
And snow.
Somewhere.
So,
she okay?
Snow's good.
Yes. But, well, with that is, that's what we count on in the summer.
Right.
When everything else is not raining.
Anyway, there's that. And then, I don't know if anyone wants to know.
No.
Niners.
Didn't win. Yeah. Well, we flipped away from wall-to-wall coverage for little Niners last night.
Why wouldn't you want to hear the Niners score? What's the matter with you? Why are you yelling no?
I don't need all the bad news. What was the final?
It's all right. I mean, we were without a lot of players, actually.
Yes.
I was going to say, you know, one player, but what's the point of naming one when 10 are missing?
Right.
So, yeah, it wasn't good.
We were on our second stringers.
Yeah. And there was question, actually, leading up to the game, if the NFL would finally jump in and say, both teams are missing too many players, let's call it and do it on a Sunday or next Monday or whatever.
I was surprised that it went forward. I think you brought it up on Tuesday or Wednesday, and there was some question as to whether or not they would be able to play it. And
Yeah, the 49ers closed their facility.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's a problem. But I think ultimately what it comes down to is... these TV contracts are huge. They cost these companies tons of money.
Money.
And the station that bought, is it Fox, I think, bought the Thursday night package. Mm-hmm. They're like, no, we want our game.
Yeah, we need
you
the
game to
happen.
You can't move it to Monday. What are you talking about?
We're not doing that.
We paid for our advertisers are lined up.
Yeah. There's nothing else that'll give those ratings either.
Nothing. And there's not much else that'll keep people in these days as we set new records. Woo! So we need our football so that we can be happy at home. stay home.
Are you talking about record COVID spikes?
It's unbelievable.
God. Mm-hmm. That's
Oh my God.
Yeah, I don't it's you know, I go out and I go surf and there are times when I feel like that I'm around really respectful people and everyone seems to be on the same page, and frankly, it's a pretty solo sport to begin with.
Yeah, you're not.
You do it alone. There's no team.
You don't want to be right next to anyone.
You don't, you know, like with catch, you got to have another person. But, you know, surfing's not like that.
No.
Anyway, there are a lot of times everything's cool, and other times people walk right up to you and you just, what world are you living in?
Right.
You don't have a mask on. I don't have a mask on.
I'm about to go in the water. I can't wear a mask in the water.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So
people forget, you know, it's the whole caution fatigue thing. You just, you know, you're out, you don't have a mask on. There's another guy without a mask on. And why would we? We're standing on the beach. And
well, forgetting and the other F word, which I often have been, you know, very guilty of that bleep it, that, you know, I'll bleep this crap. That's a little different than forgetting. But OK, you know what? I think that's really what's happening is the...
We're surfers. We're healthy, dude. Raw.
The bleep it thing.
You know? Clean.
Well,
burn hot,
that's... Look.
Sleep
it's
hard.
Not surfers. It's everyone. Go to the grocery store.
I know.
There's
well,
a bunch
they won't
of bleep it's in there, too.
Yeah, they won't let you in here without it. And I wouldn't... I mean, Jesus, why take the chance? I don't understand. I just don't understand the mentality. I really don't. Well, but whatever. We've been over this a million times. And,
yeah, I'm sorry to hear about the spikes and the, you know, the healthcare workers are also dealing with, you know, oh, great.
Yay, come on.
We're all filled up again. Super.
Yeah. Yes.
Whatever.
Oh,
I'm
boy.
Have
it's
a fun weekend.
Me too. Oh, my God. I'm throwing that rave. I'm actually, it turns out I'm throwing it at some other person's house. It's going to be great.
Oh, fun.
Yeah, you know, why not bring the party on the road? Rave I'm throwing.
Well, that's actually... preferable. When have you ever cleaned up after a party?
I know,
it's terrible.
Good Lord.
There's nothing worse.
And we're throwing this one inside in the smallest rooms in the house, so you know.
And you know, we don't
like
smoke
stalls
like we used to. There's the people who used to just put out cigarettes in someone's house on the carpet. What is that? I guess that's drunken behavior, but come on.
It's just kids.
Yeah.
And isn't this hilarious, you know?
I guess.
I don't
know if it's hilarious, just convenient, you know. It's right there.
And thoughtless and
thoughtless for sure, yes.
Right.
Anyway, well, good for you. You're going to go out and get ripped. That's fun.
Yeah. I'm going to go do that.
I'm happy to hear that.
We're actually, cuz in case you haven't caught on, I'm not throwing a rave. A friend of ours is house sitting a house in San Francisco. And we're gonna go visit her.
Oh,
I know. That should be fun. I haven't been.
Where
in the
is
city.
This again?
In the city.
Oh,
I know.
Wow.
In the city.
Yeah. So we're just gonna go and it's near. It's in the marina. So we're gonna.
Oh, in Hooman's Hood.
In Hooman's Hood.
Oh, so Hooman's
no,
going then.
Hooman's not going. Hooman doesn't live in the marina anymore. Hooman lives in San Mateo.
He's a suburb dude now.
Yeah. Did he get rid of his apartment too?
Yeah.
No way.
Yes, he let it go.
No.
He
no.
paid the least amount of rent.
Let it go.
Of anyone on earth.
That landlord.
Anyone in the city, anyway. He's so psyched.
I mean, can you imagine they're going to be able to quadruple that rent? Maybe
I know.
5 or 10 times more than what he was paying.
He had 400 square feet and a parking space, and he was paying, what was it, like $1,300 a month?
Mm-hmm. Something like that.
Yeah, I don't remember, but...
And $11 a month for PG&E.
I never once thought for a second he gave up the apartment. I had no idea.
I know. Well, because he says there's no one left in the city. They might, they, you know... A year ago, if he had left, they could have maybe quadrupled his rent. But I don't. They're saying people are getting deals on rents right now in the city because everyone's getting the F out of there.
Well, they're not getting that deal. That price was ridiculous. But yeah, I get that. Look, the city's not what. I love San Francisco. I love it. But I don't go up there anymore. And I know I have kids and that's one of the reasons. But you just roaming the city like I used to, and I did it regularly, is no longer fun.
No.
not when there's human crap on the streets, and I'm talking about actual crap, and people shooting drugs right there and wide open, you just go, I don't want to be, I'm not. No.
Yeah.
And then you get to your car and the window's smashed. Great.
This has been quite an adventure. City, what a fun.
He also mentioned there's a tent city out there, too, in the marina.
Oh, where is it in the marina?
You know where that Walgreens is?
Yeah.
Yeah, right there. He says it's a huge tent city. It's like crazy.
Oh, yeah. He was whining about that. That's, uh-huh. Yeah. He just gave up. He moved out. And his mom's has been less than well. And she's elderly, you know, so it's.
Yeah. He's, good for him.
He's doing.
I'm happy to hear that. I really didn't. That never. Even when you said, "Oh, he's staying with his mom," I thought, well, I'm sure sometimes, but no, he's a city guy.
Yeah.
But all right, no one's there. That's crazy.
So I'm sure he was feeling lonely. You know, human. He can't even during this pandemic. He's just like, so what's everyone doing? Where are we going? Huh? Right. What's going on? Where? Yeah, I'll do that. Mm-hmm. So, you know, he's there with his mom, and I guess he was going to get in his car to go see friends anyway, so he's got to keep on. I swear to God, every time I look at Instagram, he's having lunch with somebody else.
Yeah, he is.
It's unbelievable. It really is. And is he immune or something? Like, I just don't understand how he's escaped. Well, maybe he had it, and he just didn't tell us, and now he feels like, well, F it, I'm immune. At least I am for now.
He's gotten very lucky, and unfortunately, it'll catch up with him. That's, you know, there's plenty of people who are just cruising and they're fine, and that's where that mentality comes from.
Right.
I've been fine this whole time, and then suddenly you got it, and that's the moment you feel like you're sick. We all know that feeling. Oh, no. And if bad, mm-hmm. and you're looking at 2 weeks,
then lingering stuff, you know? They're saying it can cause, like, nerve damage in people, and these ongoing, they're calling them long haulers, people who get it. Recover from it and now are just plagued.
Yeah.
Like it's I don't want that. You know. And people who want to take that chance, please stay away from me.
Plus the other thing that, you know, yes, he goes out, but I'm sure he's, you know, with the people he meets and the little places he goes, and then he goes, he has to be careful to some extent.
Sure.
You just said his mom is elderly.
He keeps going back to his mom's house.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Right.
So he's got to be doing something more careful than we're really aware of, right?
Well, I definitely see him in masks.
Fingers crossed.
So, yeah, hopefully.
Except
and I
in
will
the
say I know, yeah. Well, they pull the mask down on the picture.
That goes back to the old, I mean, he's the guy who's been very upfront about how, why would I even have Instagram if I can't brag about my life on there?
Right. Why'd I go to this party if I'm not taking a picture to post?
Right. I'm going to go to 4 parties tonight, take a picture of each one of them, and you're going to have FOMO. And that is my goal.
Right. So
he's been good. He comes over here to do the movie reviews, and there's no, you know, we have a room outside of our main house where we run wire to and set him up, and he's been really good about coming, waving through the window and then getting up, getting his stuff and waving through the window and exiting.
Good.
We usually leave about 4 to 6 hours before we go in there, when anybody's in there, and then John goes in and wipes the whole thing down.
Well,
you know,
I'm sure he realizes that he's going to catch a switchblade in the back from the enforcer.
Yes,
if
Professor
he's not behaving.
Killjoy. That's right.
Right.
Man, that kid, he knows how to throw a guilt trip. I don't know where he learned that from. It is quite amazing. You know, I think he's doing it. He doesn't even realize he's doing it sometimes. I'm like, all right, I get it. Like, we had to run our weekend plans by him. He nixed the rave, unfortunately. That's why we're not having
no
it because of him.
There.
Yeah. Well, you know, listen, everyone's got their own parameters for how they deal with this thing. And no one is ever going to agree 100% with how anybody else is doing it. And all you can really do is operate at your own level of comfort and make your own choices and see what other people are doing and either avoid them or go, okay, that person is
Let me ask you a question.
I'm ready. I love questions.
You keep saying the word rave. Have you ever been to a rave?
No.
No, you haven't?
No.
Oh, okay.
Well, they weren't really having raves when I was raging.
You know what, though? They did.
The
like, I don't know. I can't speak for Boston or wherever you were at the time, even Florida, but in San Diego, I remember this rave I went to. It was the first time I'd gone to one. And actually, it's weird to hear people even use that word. Like, do the kids still use the word rave? They don't, right?
I truly have no idea what the kids are up to these days. Nicole's the closest to being a kid as she pushes 30, you know.
There's confirmation from the kid.
There's this club in downtown San Diego. And, it, you know, what would happen is, I think the way it worked is promoters or people who threw these parties would come in and they'd rename that night. And this club was called Smile. And so I went to this rave, and this was, I guess, when they were just starting or something, because I was, I don't know where what age I was, but I walk in, I have this memory. So each time you say rave, I have this memory of walking into this club, and there's this giant sort of hallway that leads to the main club, dance floor, bar, everything. And this girl who's clearly wasted and barely
dressed.
Well, that too, but she's barely, I believe me, I wasn't looking at that. She's barely upright as she's holding her hand over her mouth and barfing through it.
Oh, no.
And walking towards me. And I'm like, everybody run. Like, why would we walk into this and she's walking out of that? Yeah. And I just, I can't ever get that. Whenever rave comes up, that's my first thought and memory of that night. Ultimately, it ended up being great fun, and I didn't do any of the things the other people were on. I don't remember the term Molly even being around at that time. Ecstasy was the thing.
I thought like MDMA and Molly and ecstasy were all really the same thing. But
yeah, I don't know. I don't remember ever hearing Molly or even MDMA. I remember hearing ecstasy, and I remember my girlfriend at the time, or later I was with her. She liked it. She's used to say, yeah, it makes your back hurt the next day, but it's super fun.
Yeah, apparently the hangovers from that are very real.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah. The you know, when I think of a rave, I really do think of electronic music and kids and Molly. And I really, you know, did I go to parties? I did. Were they called raves? No, I don't think so.
This is like the tripping that was going, that I was watching, where everybody's touching each other and they're dancing and it's
Oh my God. That's what I'm throwing this weekend. Oh,
well, I remember sort of going, wow, they are on their own trip and in their own world.
Yep.
And I'm not.
No. Well, you're not barfing through your hand, at least.
No. And I had fun, but I definitely. All right.
Yeah. No. And we're going to have, you know, our big rage this weekend is going to be, we're going to meet this other couple that we know that's house sitting, and we're going to play cards. And it's going to be, and we're all going to sanitize our hands frequently.
You're going to have 17 vodka drinks, right?
Well, I mean, no, we got to get home at some point. I'm not going to do that. Well, I might, but John won't. So. I don't know. I haven't worked it all out in my head yet. You know, it depends how it goes at dinner. We're gonna walk to. We have a reservation for a table outside in a street somewhere. So
that sounds fun.
I know it's super risky.
Oh,
behavior.
That's exciting!
I know.
You're gonna eat out.
We're eating out. Yeah, it's very exciting.
I haven't done that.
I see people doing it. You know, as I'm driving around, and in Mill Valley, they close off this whole chunk of the downtown area, and all the restaurants have their tables out there. And we've done that. We have done that.
Oh, so you've done this before. Yeah, I haven't done
that. Just one time. So, but this is in the city. I mean, I don't know how crowded it'll be. I mean, we're going to have to assess, because we could always get takeout and just walk it back to the house.
You know, I've been reading that in some parts of, and this is just the way, we were just talking about this, the state of San Francisco, or status of whatever.
Right.
There are places where it's going well, and then there are places where the homeless and the other issues on the street are too visible and a problem.
Right.
And I know that sounds super obnoxious to people who are, you know, the unhoused are people too. I get it. I'm just saying that you don't go to eat to have someone walk up to your table and ask for some of that food or some of your money.
Or to harass you, you know, that's, you know, I'm sorry that my expectation is that I'm going to be able to have a pleasant evening. I mean, it's, We'll suss it out. You know, I really feel like there's, believe me, you know, if I'm a little more relaxed about it than Professor Killjoy, John is right up there with Professor Killjoy. They're very serious about it. So, you know, even when I was telling him the plans, he was all, I could see the wheels turning. Like, how can I make this not happen? I'm like, oh, it's happening. This is going down. But anyway, it's you know, really what it's about is drinking and
right
having a fun night.
Duh.
So,
rip
know,
it
duh,
up. It's the weekend. Let's do this.
It is. All right. Day three of limbo. Let's get this thing rolling, shall we?
Friday, you mother.
Oh, we will. Thanks, Maria.
KLLC. Heard it here first.
I did. You mailed it on the tail. KLLC, KLLC HD1, San Francisco. Sarah and Vinny, Alice Morning Show. We'll be right back.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.